He said, Cora, I want you to see that I am light. Say it again, God is light. Now, this is what he wants you to know. He gave me the word sickness, but it applies to anything that's not of God. Say, it applies to anything that's not of God. So that's poverty, bad relationships, just anything. He said, Cora, what I want you to see is that I am light. Sickness is darkness. Health is light. Where light is, where I am, darkness, sickness goes away. And that's his word for you today. He said, where light is, it cannot penetrate anything that I am. What you have to know is God is light. You've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. His light came from God, and your light comes from him. And you got to do what the children say. Let your light shine, shine, shine. One part of that verse says, so that the sinner may see. I have to live so if a sinner follows me, he'll find Jesus, not something else. So the Lord says, he said, let me be seen. I said, let me be seen. When I said, let there be light, for I already was. I already was. And then he said, I was thinking on that, and he said, Cora, earth is all you know. You've heard Therese preach about all the galaxies out there. He said, that's just one little itty-bitty bit of me. Where I was, who I am, what I do. He said, you just be a light in this earth. When you stand before God, say, when I stand before God. Say, when I stand before God. I'm going to keep saying it until everybody says, when I stand before God. So that person that made me mad, did me wrong, won't be there. I'll be all by myself. I have to give an account all by myself. So God today is giving me an opportunity to get everything right with him. Everything right with him. So that I can be a light to that person that offended me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As I said earlier, the Message Bible says, God is pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. Darkness of any kind leaves when I reign, God said. And he said, tell the people that if there's rebellion, and many times it's run rampant and it comes in so many different forms. Anytime we don't do what God says, we're in rebellion. Anytime we don't follow leadership of those in authority, we're in rebellion. Anytime we disobey God, we're in rebellion. And he says, when that comes, that's darkness. He said, but if you'll put the word on it, everybody say, put the word on it. Darkness has to leave. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So my points for you to remember today, and I won't go back to the points that I had, is that God ain't playing no more. Huh? You know, sometimes with B.B. Jordan and Uncle Meehan got the ups on him. So I just use Uncle Meehan. But I'll have to tell him a couple of times, three times. And then when I get a little switch or a belt, he wants to obey. He obeyed first time. So don't allow God to move his hand of protection off you, or he won't do it. But you step from under his protection, and then whatever comes your way, comes your way. Amen? Don't stand before God and have somebody in hell saying, I followed you because you said you were a Christian. And so I didn't make it in. You better think about that. You better think about that. Somebody is following you. Somebody is looking at you. Somebody wants to be like you. So put the word in. Be a light in this world of darkness. I want Jaleel and Janila and all those grandkids that was at the house yesterday to come up here right quick. I know they are back there doing that, but you can do this. It's a testimony, and it blessed my heart. I believe it'll bless yours. Hallelujah. 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 Now I want you to stretch out on the floor. I'll give you this pillow to put your head on like you were. And I was down the hall studying. Hold on a minute. And Nyla said, Leah's going to have to go home. And y'all can tell what happened to her. And I said, what happened? So they told me what happened. Somebody tell me what happened.
What were you doing? Nyla was outside and she slipped in the mud. And she pulled a muscle in her back. And it's like her third time doing it, pulling the muscle. Oh, Nyla asked me, could I take her home? And I was like, yeah.
All right. So I come up. Nyla's lying on the floor on my prayer mat that has turned into a play mat. I said, well, why don't y'all show them what I told y'all to do? What did I say? Why don't y'all do what? Lay hands on her. Pray for her. They all got down there. Laid hands on her. Mel was there. I said, who's going to pray? What'd you say? Okay, what'd you say?
I said, Lord, I thank you for your healing. We love you, Lord. I thank you for your healing ability and your healing power. I thank you for dying on the cross, Jesus, so that we don't have to be in pain. Back, you are fine and you will not hurt anymore. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
All right, so got up. They got up. Now, hold on. Nala's still lying there. And Mel was there too. And I said, Nala, get up. And she just lay there. I said, get up. And I said, move something. So you couldn't move. And suddenly she not just eased up, but you did what? You jumped up. And who was that said it works?
I said it worked, Gramir. Nala back ain't here no more.
Amen. Glory to God. Hold on, Jaleel. What was that? Wednesday after church. I'm talking about putting the word in and being light. You remember how shy this child used to be, and now I'm telling you, she's like a wildfire. But I came in Wednesday night, and she was talking to Papa at the house, and started back at David's meeting in the
So one night I was talking to my daddy, and we was talking about how we, you know how Gramir was like, she used to question if God was real, or whatever. And the devil used to come at me like, how do you know your religion is real? How you know everybody else's religion and what they believe in ain't real? And so I was 14, and we had church out here at the new church, and David Dixon was here, and it was raining real, real hard, and you could hear it hitting the tin outside. And Papa was in the church, and during his prayer, he said something to the effect of rain stopped, and all of a sudden, I didn't hear nothing. I looked outside. It wasn't raining. I was like, ain't nobody else see that the rain stopped? I said, it ain't raining no more. And then Papa kept praying, and it came back. And from that point, I was like, this man, God just stopped rain from falling. You can't tell me. He can't give me what I need. He can't provide for me. So since then, I'm all for God.
Amen. Glory. 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 When the Lord says, there's some of you here who needs to be all for God.